堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes?
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，欢迎参加我们的会谈。上一次牛仔裤经销业巨头 Gomez 先生前来请教咨询顾问 Tate 女士，讨论她在电脑网络上推销商品的计划。 Gomez 先生通过其他零售渠道做生意已经获得成功，现在他希望英特网能把他的生意更推上一层楼。实现这个计划，首先得设计网址。Gomez 先生的公司目前有网址和网页，主要是提供信息，为公司做些公关工作。这就是今天 Gomez 先生要和 Tate 女士商谈的事儿。在我们参加他们的讨论前，先来看几个生词和词组，有些可能是以前学过的。Web page, web page, 这是网页。Corporate site, corporate 是公司，它的拼法是 C-O-R-P-O-R-A-T-E, corporate. Corporate site 是公司网址，还有个简称 PR, 它的全称是 public relation, public relation.就是公关。好， Gomez 先生已经到了 Tate 女士的办公室，我们去听他们的讨论吧。请边听边想这个问题， Gomez 公司网页的作用是什么？
You've decided to go global.
Hasn't everybody?
Do you have a web page?
We've had a corporate site for years.
But you haven't used it to sell jeans.
No, it's just informational, a PR kind of thing.
Does it get many hits?
No, but the target audience is our own people.
Tate 女士重提 Gomez 先生的打算，来打开话题。我们听听这位牛仔裤大王的回应是什么。
You've decided to go global.
Hasn't everybody?
Gomez 先生以反问的口气说 Hasn't everybody? 他并不期待回答，他的意思是贸易界几乎人人都跟他一样有走向世界的打算。上一次他俩已经谈到要通过万维网来销售牛仔裤，所以他们接下来谈到的就是网址和网页。
Do you have a web page?
We've had a corporate site for years.
原来 Gomez 先生的公司网址已经有了好几年了。 Gomez 先生这里说的 we 指的就是他公司。这个网址是否用来销售牛仔裤呢？我们再往下听。
But you haven't used it to sell jeans.
No, it's just informational, a PR kind of thing.
现有的网址并不用来销售牛仔裤。 Gomez 先生说 It's just informational,A PR kind of thing. Informational, 意思是提供信息的。短语 kind of thing, 表示属于什么什么之类的。所以 PR kind of thing, 意思是公关之类的。换句话说，现有的公司网址基本上是起公关作用的。Tate 女士进一步问，是不是有许多人来浏览这个网址呢？请大家注意听她怎么问。而 Gomez 先生又怎么答
？Does it get many hits?
No, but the target audience is our own people.
他问 ，Does it get many hits? 这里的 hits 就指光顾浏览网址的人。Gomez 先生回答说，没有很多人浏览这个网址， 因为 the target audience is our own people. 这个网址提供信息的对象是公司内的人。现在请大家再听一遍他们的这段讨论，请边听边思考怎么样回答这个问题。
What is the corporate web page for?
You've decided to go global.
Hasn't everybody?
Do you have a web page?
We've had a corporate site for years.
But you haven't used it to sell jeans.
No, it's just informational.A PR kind of thing.
Does it get many hits?
No. But the target audience is our own people.
现在请大家根据刚才听到的内容回答下面的问题。答完以后再对照一下我们提供的答案。
What is the corporate web page for?
PR.
Gomez 先生刚才说过，他们公司网页提供信息的对象是公司人员。接下来他要继续解释这个问题。他说，他们公司网址是面向本公司的零售商店的。虽然任何人都可以进入这个网址，但是公众却不能接触专有资料。所有资料都经过加密编码，所以要接触这些资料就必须掌握密码。我们先来学几个生词，然后去参加他们的讨论。专有的用英文表达就是 proprietary， P-R-O-P-R-I-E-T-A-R-Y， proprietary。 所以专有资料就是 proprietary data。 加密编码用英文说是 encrypt， E-N-C-R-Y-P-T， encrypt， 要进入某机密场所必须掌握的密码，用英语来表示就是 password， P-A-S-S-W-O-R-D， password。 好，我们一块儿去听他俩的谈话，请边听边注意找寻这个问题的答案，公司网页的具体对象是谁。
Do you mean you target your own retail shops?
Right. Our target is not the consumer.
Well, that could explain the low number of hits.
The website is designed to help our retailers promote the jeans.
Can anyone access these pages?
The basic information about our company, yes.
But not proprietary data.
All data is encrypted, and access is restricted by passwords.
Gomez 先生说，公司网址是为本公司的人设置的。Tate 女士想了解本公司的人是不是指他们的零售店人员。我们再听一遍她是怎么问的。
Do you mean you target your own retail shops?
Do you mean 是求证某事的方式之一。在他们前后说的几句话里，几次用到 target。我们再听一遍。特别注意几个 target 有什么不同。
The target audience is our own people.
Do you mean you target your own retail shops?
Right. Our target is not the consumer.
不知你听出来了吗？三句话里的 target 词性不同。Target 可以做名词，解释目标、对象。例如在这儿。
Right. Our target is not the consumer.
Target 也可以做动词，意思是针对、面向。比方这句话
：Do you mean you target your own retail shops？
它还可以当形容词，解释作为对象的或者预定的。例如这句话
：No, but the target audience is our own people。
三个 target 拼法完全一样，但是词性和用途不同。让我们一起来练习适当应用 target 这个词。假定你是 Gomez 先生，请你回答我们提出的问题。注意在回答里使用的 target 要跟问题里的 target 词性相同。答完以后再听听我们提供的答案。好，我们开始吧。
Is your target the consumer?
No, our target is not the consumer.
Do you mean you target your own retail shops?
Yes, we target our own retail shops.
Who is the target audience?
The target audience is our own people.
公司网址主要面向内部人员。我们听听 Tate 女士从中明白了什么道理。
Well, that could explain the low number of hits.
她说，那就是浏览这个网址的人不多的原因了。这句话里的 that could explain 意思是，那能说明什么事情的原因。我们再听几个用这个说法的例子。
Mr. Gomez has decided to go global.
That could explain his visit.
Just Jeans has a catalog in every home.
That could explain their market share.
They've had a corporate site for years.
That could explain their good PR.
Gomez 先生，继续解释公司网址的目的。我们再听一次。
The website is designed to help our retailers promote the jeans.
他说，这个网址是为了帮助零售人员促销牛仔裤而设置的。Tate 女士接着想到的问题是，任何人都能进入这个网址的网页吗？注意，电脑网址是 website， 它由网页，也就是 web pages 组成。web pages 可以简称为 pages。我们再听一次他们的一问一答。
Can anyone access these pages?
The basic information about our company, yes.
Gomez 先生的回答省略了主语和谓语。Anyone can access. 这不仅简单明了，而且突出重点。但是他没有直接回答 Tate 女士的问题。他说，有关公司基本信息的网页是大家都能浏览的。这个答复显示他可能知道 Tate 女士其实是在问公司网址所有的网页是否大家都能看。我们再听听 Tate 女士接着说什么。
Can anyone access these pages?
The basic information about our company, yes.
But not proprietary data.
显然 Tate 女士想了解的是公众是否能接触专有资料。她以 but 开始承接 Gomez 先生的回答，显示她理解专有资料不同于基本信息，不是什么人都能看得到的。我们继续听 Gomez 先生的应答是什么。
But not proprietary data.
All data is encrypted and access is restricted by passwords.
Gomez 先生具体解释说，所有的资料都经过加密编码，所以接触资料是受到限制的。就是说，只有掌握密码的人才能看到这些资料。好，我们再听一遍他俩的这段讨论，请边听边思考这个问题的答案。
Who is the target of the web page?Do you mean you target your own retail shops?
Right. Our target is not the consumer.
Well, that could explain the low number of hits.
The website is designed to help our retailers promote the jeans.
Can anyone access these pages?
The basic information about our company, yes.
But not proprietary data.
All data is encrypted, and access is restricted by passwords.
现在请大家根据刚才听到的内容回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们说的答案。
Who is the target of the web page?
Retail shops.
Gomez 先生接着要解释他们的保密措施，防火墙，英文是 firewall, F-I-R-E-W-A-L-L, firewall. Firewall 这里被借用来指为保护机密资料而设置的保密程序。他们还采用复杂的编码方法，使违规闯入电脑系统的人不能解码。解码或者破译编码，用英文说就是 break the code, break the code.而违规闯入电脑系统的人有特定的英文名称 Hacker H-A-C-K-E-R Hacker 中文根据他的发音常常翻成黑客 防火墙还有个功用，防止电脑病毒，而功率强大的服务程序能防止电脑系统发生故障。服务程序的英文是 server， S-E-R-V-E-R， server。 好，我们继续听他们的讨论，请边听边想这个问题，他们的资料受到什么东西的保护。
And you've built firewalls to protect your data.
Our programmers have developed a sophisticated security protocol.
Any problems with hackers breaking your code?
No. Our encryption methods are very sophisticated.
What about viruses?
A firewall screens all threats to our data.
No major system crashes?
No. Our server can handle a lot.
Kate 女士预计他们会设置保护资料的防火墙。我们再听一遍她和 Gomez 先生之间的对答。
And you've built firewalls to protect your data?
Our programmers have developed a sophisticated security protocol.
Kate 女士预计他们有防火墙程序，所以她的提问采取陈述句的形式，只是加上了疑问句的声调。Gomez 先生的回答是他的程序设计人员已经设置了复杂的安全规程。这儿有几个生词，大家知道电脑程序是 program， P-R-O-G-R-A-M， program， 而加上 M 和后缀 E-R 就是程序设计人员 programmer， P-R-O-G-R-A-M A-M-M-E-R Programmer。 Security Protocol 是安全规程， Protocol 这个词的拼法是 P-R-O-T-O-C-O-L Protocol， 它用在电脑技术方面是指彼此协定的电脑通讯方法。而这儿的 Security Protocol所起的作用是以协定的电脑通讯方法防止外人窥探他们内部的电脑通讯。 Gomez 先生尽管没有对 Tate 女士的问题直接做肯定的答复，但是等于肯定他们确实有保护资料的防火墙安全措施。那么万一有黑客闯入会出问题吗？我们继续听他俩的对答。
Any problems with hackers breaking your code?
No. Our encryption methods are very sophisticated.
Tate 女士问，会不会由于闯入他们电脑程序的黑客能解码而产生问题呢？ Gomez 先生的回答是不会，因为他们的编码方法非常复杂难解。刚才说过，动词加密编码是 encrypt。Gomez 先生的回答里用了名词编码，英文就是 encryption， E-N-C-R-Y-P-T-I-O-N encryption。 Tate 女士的问题采用了一种常见的句型 Any problems with， 我们再听几个类似的例子。
Any problems with selling on the internet?
Any problems with reaching new markets?
Tate 女士接着问起他们是否有电脑病毒。电脑病毒用英文说是 virus， V-I-R-U-S virus。 我们再听听 Gomez 先生的回答。
What about viruses?
A firewall screens all threats to our data.
Gomez 先生回答说，防火墙程序保护资料免受任何威胁，当然也包括避免病毒危害。他用 screen 这个词解释像屏障一样的庇护。我们听 Tate 女士继续问什么，请注意她用什么句型。
No major system crashes?
No, our server can handle a lot.
Tate 女士接着问的是他们的电脑系统有没有发生重大故障。她的问题是否定问句的省略形式，这种句型在日常会话中很普遍。我们再听几个例子。
No hackers breaking your code?
No access to your data?
No problems with your firewalls?
他们的电脑系统究竟有没有发生故障呢？为什么？我们再听一遍。
No major system crashes?
No, our server can handle a lot.
Gomez 先生说，他们没有重大的电脑系统故障，因为他们的服务程序非常管用，能解决大量的问题。接下来，请大家再听一次这段谈话，请边听边思考这个问题的答案。
What do they use to screen threats to their data? And you've built firewalls to protect your data.
Our programmers have developed a sophisticated security protocol.
Any problems with hackers breaking your code?
No. Our encryption methods are very sophisticated.
What about viruses?
A firewall screens all threats to our data.
No major system crashes.
No. Our server can handle a lot.
现在请大家根据听到的内容回答下面的问题。答完以后再听听我们的答案。
What screens threats to their data?
A firewall.
让我们从头至尾再听一遍他们今天的全部讨论，大家可以有机会复习一下这次学到的词句短语。
You've decided to go global.
Hasn't everybody?
Do you have a web page?
We've had a corporate site for years.
But you haven't used it to sell jeans.
No, it's just informational, a PR kind of thing.
Does it get many hits?
No.But the target audience is our own people.
Do you mean you target your own retail shops?
Right. Our target is not the consumer.
Well, that could explain the low number of hits.
The website is designed to help our retailers promote the jeans.
Can anyone access these pages?
The basic information about our company, yes.
But not proprietary data.
All data is encrypted, and access is restricted by passwords.
And you've built firewalls to protect your data.
Our programmers have developed a sophisticated security protocol.
Any problems with hackers breaking your code?
No. Our encryption methods are very sophisticated.
What about viruses?
A firewall screens all threats to our data.
No major system crashes?
No. Our server can handle a lot.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。我们上次学了怎么样劝告他人，今天要谈怎么样适当的对劝告做出反应。
You work too hard. You ought to take it easy.
I ought to, but I can't.
他认为对方的劝告是正确的。
I ought to.
他的意思是他太卖力了，是得松口气。
I ought to take it easy.
但是他跟着又表示否定。
I can't.
他知道他该歇会儿，但是某种原因使他没法松劲儿。
I ought to, but I can't.
可以用不同的方式来表达这种虽然同意却又无可奈何的反应。
I should, but I can't.
I really should, but I can't.
I know I should, but I can't.
You're right, but I can't.
如果老师说 I can't, 似乎不太令人信服。有时候你可能得加上为什么不能的理由。我们听几个例子。
Why don't you take a break? You work much too hard.
I ought to, but I can't. I always have too much work.
You ought to slow down. You walk too fast.
I really should, but I can't. I'm always late.
You ought to speak up. You talk too low.
I know I should, but I can't. I'm shy.
你注意到了吗？说理由的话都用了一般现在时态，因为要表示这是种习惯或者常有的情形。
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.
Dr. Lucky 和我邀请各位再来参加下次会谈，到时候 Gomez 先生和 Tate 女士要商谈公司怎么样在存货边牧控制中使用条形码。 我是伟伟。这个节目由 Lucky 博士编写，严华编辑，伟伟改编，叶广海导播。谢谢收听，各位下次再见。